Time now for the sunny side of sports with the mighty Douglas and Puga sitting in for Sunny. Hello, Douglas.
Hello, Yahesh.
What's on the sports menu this evening?
Well, we take off with athletics. Thank you very much, Yahesh. Despite windy conditions, Kenyan's Gladys Cheshire clocked a world-leading 10-kilometer time of 30 minutes 41 seconds at the Grand 10 Berlin on Sunday, becoming the ninth fastest woman ever at this distance. She was followed by fellow Kenyan Alice Namoununa and Ethiopia's Satuma Sefa Kabede, who ran world-class times of 31 minutes 02 and 31.11, respectively. In the men's race, world junior champion Joshua Kiptegei broke the Ugandan record with 27.50. Kenya's Philemon Cheboi and Ethiopia's Abeina Dagu Shahai were second and third, both given the same time of 28.05. Cheshire's victory continues the trend of the women's race, upstaging the men's at this event, following Joyce Chepkurkui 20.37 and 31.02 victories in 2013 and 2014. The 22-year-old Cheshire, who also took silver in the 10,000-meter at the All-Africa Games last month, took 14 seconds off the world-leading mark set recently by fellow Kenyan Perez Chepchikika.
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sony side of sports on the Voice of America.
Now, for more sports news, let's go to Johannesburg, South Africa, and join Daybreak Africa's Mark Ouma. Mark begins with the results of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
Kenyan Florence Kiplagat clocked 2 hours 23 minutes and 33 seconds to win the women's race at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon in the United States of America on Sunday. Ethiopians Yebgural Melese and Birhane Dibaba followed Kiplagat across the finish line. In the men's race, Dixon Chumba completed the course in 2 hours 9 minutes and 25 seconds to lead Sami Kitwara and Sami Ndungu in a 1-2-3 Kenyan sweep of the medal podium. Turning to basketball, Egypt's Gezira pipped Uganda's Oilers 75-73 to win the men's title at the Africa Zone 5 Club Basketball Championships in Kigali, Rwanda on Sunday. Rwanda's SPR edged Uganda's Tiger Head Power 82-77 in the bronze medal playoff. In the women's contest, Burundi's Berco Stars outwitted Uganda's Kampala City Council authorities 63-52 to win the final. Kenya's outgoing champions, United States International University, dismissed Rwanda's Ubumwe 90-63 in the bronze medal playoff that preceded the final. Turning to football, hosts Ghana beat Equatorial Guinea 2-0 in Kumasi in the return leg of the African FIFA Women's Under-20 World Cup qualifier on Sunday. Ghana win with a 3-0 aggregate. Earlier on Saturday, South Africa edged Zambia 3-2 to progress on a 3-2 aggregate. Nigeria dismissed the Democratic Republic of Congo 2-0 to win on a 4-1 aggregate, while on Friday, Ethiopia stunned their hosts Burkina Faso 2-0 in Ouagadougou. Meanwhile, Egypt dismissed Zambia 3-0 as Nigeria outclassed Cameroon 3-0 in friendly matches on Sunday. Guinea edged Algeria 2-1. Tunisia and Gabon drew 3-3. Mali outplayed Burkina Faso 4-1 as South Africa pipped Costa Rica 1-0. Finally, Namibia suffered a 64-19 loss to Argentina at the Rugby World Cup in Leicester, England on Sunday.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Homer reporting from Johannesburg, South Africa.
This is Larry Zamude, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja, Nigeria. Let's talk to you about Brilla FM. It's Nigeria's only sports station. Of course, we partner the VOA. VOA! And so you can listen to Sunny Side of Sports on 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja. Keep listening, Africa, and enjoy Sunny Side of Sports on Brilla.
Thanks, Dr. Larry. In addition to sports radio, 88.9 Brilla FM stations in Lagos and Abuja, Dr. Larry also has stations in Kaduna and Onitsha, Nigeria. We're delighted to be your partner, Dr. Larry, so keep it sporty.
The Voice of America, VOA.
And now a VOA programming note. Sunny Young is in Lagos and he'll be meeting and broadcasting with our friends at Brilla FM on October 13th and October 14th. Now, in African football, Ethiopia won, Kenya drew, and Tanzania lost in 2018 FIFA World Cup Russian qualifiers. They secured second-round places with aggregate victories. Ethiopia face Congo, Kenya meet Cape Verde Islands, and Tanzania play top-ranked African team Algeria during November in a second home-and-away qualifying round. Another 10 second-leg fixtures are scheduled for Tuesday, after which there will be 40 African contenders left for 5 places at the World Cup in Russia. The top 27-ranked African teams, when the draw was made in St. Petersburg 3 months ago, received first-round byes, including Algeria and CAF Africa Cup of Nations title holders Côte d'Ivoire. For more on the qualifiers, let's join Nightline Africa's Segun on the dot at Adeyemi in Lagos.
All first-round, first-leg matches have now been concluded in the African qualifiers for the 2018 FIFA World Cup to be held in Russia. We'll give all the full results shortly, but first, the highlights. Chad scored an upset against Sierra Leone by winning 1-0 at home on Saturday. The 47th-minute goal brought the Chadians success in N'Djamena over opponents who are 54 places higher on the world rankings. Swaziland enjoyed a goal feast on Friday when it trounced host Djibouti 6-0. After taking the lead in the first half stoppage time, Swaziland banged another 5 goals past goalkeeper Gwede Hassan within 24 minutes in the second half. The result equaled the biggest away victory in a World Cup qualifier in Africa, with the Democratic Republic of Congo winning 6-0 in Djibouti in the 2010 eliminator. Djibouti is the weakest national team in Africa and the joint second weakest in the world, going by rankings. Somalia, another African minnow, lost 2-0 to Niger. The match was staged at the Addis Ababa Stadium because of ongoing clashes between the Somali government and Islamist forces. Central African Republic forced to play a home game against Madagascar in Antananarivo because of violence in the capital city of Bangui, suffered a predictable 3-0 loss. And making a rare international appearance, Eritrea fell 2-0 at home against far higher-ranked Botswana. All the 13 first-leg matches were concluded on Saturday. There will be another set of 10 matches on Tuesday. The aggregate winners will join the 27 top-ranked African teams in the second round of home and away eliminators in November. The 20 aggregate winners will then advance to the third and final round of qualifying. In that round, the 20 teams will be divided into 5 groups of 4 teams each. After playing home and away round-robin matches, the winners of each group will qualify to represent Africa at the 2018 FIFA World Cup. Let's now give all the results of the first round, first leg matches in the African qualifiers for the 2018 FIFA World Cup. Somalia 0, Niger 2, South Sudan 1, Mauritania 1, Gambia 1, Namibia 1, Sao Tome 1, Ethiopia 0, Chad 1, Sierra Leone 0, Comoros 0, Lesotho 0, Djibouti 0, Swaziland 6, Eritrea 0, Botswana 2, Seychelles 0, Burundi 1, Liberia 1, Guinea-Bissau 1, Central African Republic 0, Madagascar 3, Mauritius 2, Kenya 5, and Tanzania 2, Malawi 0.
Hi, this is VOA's Sonny Young of the Sunny Side of Sports. You're listening to my friend Segun Dot on the spot at Adeyemi and Nightline Africa Sports.
Thank you, Sonny. I'm looking forward to seeing you here in Lagos. Sonny and I will be meeting with our friends at VOA partner stations, 88.9 Brilla FM and Channels Television, here in Nigeria's commercial capital. Away from the World Cup qualifiers now, African soccer's governing body, CAF, says the kidney problems of its president, Issa Hayatou, will not prevent him from carrying out his full duties as acting president of World Football Governing Body, FIFA. The Cameroonian was named acting president after Sepp Blatter was suspended for 90 days on Thursday as a result of being placed under criminal investigation by Swiss authorities. Hayatou, who is 69 years old, requires regular dialysis sessions, but CAF pointed out that he has always carried out his duties without interruption as head of the African Confederation. Meanwhile, FIFA has said it will hold an extraordinary executive committee meeting in Zurich on October 20th. The meeting will discuss the corruption crisis, which has engulfed the governing body. FIFA has been in crisis since May, when U.S. authorities announced charges against 14 officials and sports marketing executives over bribery allegations amounting to more than $150 million. Thanks a lot for listening. I'm Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Thanks, Segun. That was Segun on the .idma in Lagos. And as just heard, many teams across the continent are scheduled to play their second leg fixtures tomorrow, Tuesday. And they are: Madagascar will host the Central African Republic, Burundi will host Seychelles, Sierra Leone will play against Chad, Namibia will play Gambia, Niger will play Somalia, Guinea-Bissau will play against Liberia, Lesotho will play against Comoros, Mauritania will play against South Sudan, and Swaziland plays Djibouti. And that's it for this edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. I'm Douglas Simpoga. Now back to your Yahias.
Thank you, Douglas. And listen to the Sunny Side of Sports Monday through Friday at 16:31 UTC and 18:31 UTC. And on Friday, Sunny has an expanded half-hour edition of the Sunny Side of Sports at 17:30 UTC right here on The Voice of America. Coming up, conditions set to worsen for 60 million hungry people across Africa as the El Niño weather phenomenon kicks in. And next, attempts to recycle trash in Lagos, Nigeria. But for some music, here is Steady Bongo of Sierra Leone with Mama Sayala.